Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Bozzy, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM. Wednesday morning, Nick and Reader hanging with you on this camp day. Camp day, camp day. I just love saying camp day. Of course, if you guys are on social media, the hashtag to follow is hashtag Tim's Camp Day. If you're looking to see all of the awesome pictures that are going to be posted today for Camp Day, because we're celebrating Tim Hortons Camp Foundation.
Yes, indeed. And of course, as we were talking, you know, 100% of the money from the hot coffee and iced coffee going as well, you can buy your bracelets.
Yeah, I wanted to talk bracelets because, I don't know, Reader, if you noticed, I'm wearing my Camp Day 2019 bracelet today because it was in my drawer. I saw it like in my junk drawer and I was like, whoa, I'm happy I still have this.
And you can pick yourself up some fresh new ones today.
Yeah, I like the new ones. Have you seen the new bracelets, Reader?
I have not.
They're still the same colors as last year. So you get red, blue, yellow, or green, but you know how they have the little clasp on them to hold them closed? Mm-hmm. Well, this year the clasp has a nice little word of encouragement written on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so for the blue one, you can get the word dream, red, empower, yellow, inspire, and green, believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, so they're $2. The bracelets are $2. You can get them. So if you're not a coffee drinker like myself or Reader, it's actually a really good way to help support Camp Day, even though you may not be caffeinating in the morning. So go check it out right now. Tim Hortons is wide open, guys. Go say hi to everybody there. They're ready to serve you. And of course, if you get a hot coffee or if you get an iced coffee, 100% of those proceeds going towards the Tim Hortons Camp Foundation.
Nick started writing K instead of OK in all his texts.
Wonder what he's doing with all the free time.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Mother, mother, more hits, more favorites. The band's so nice, they named him twice. It's Wednesday morning, Camp Day. Wednesday as well, Reader. So we're urging everybody to go visit Tim Hortons, get yourself an iced coffee or a regular coffee or a bracelet. All of the proceeds going towards the Camp Foundation. Now, camping. Reader, you've gone camping, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been around a campfire and then the guitar comes out?
You know, honestly, I never have been.
Really? Okay.
Nope, not in any of my camp experiences.
Maybe I just have a ton of friends that play the guitar. That might be the case, because I've got more times than I can count somebody whipping out the guitar, and usually it's a good time, because they're usually singing songs that people know and stuff. And I was thinking about you and I, because you and I were both musicians, I would say, but not necessarily the kind of music that you want to hear at a campfire, because you play the trumpet.
Yeah.
And I play the drums.
We'd be good for maybe keeping wildlife away.
I guess if I had like a steel drum, maybe that would be better in a campfire. I'm going to do a little Buster Poindexter for everybody. Yeah. I'm not sure, but I was just thinking about like the guitar at the campfire. That's synonymous with campfires. If you could play the guitar at a campfire, what song would you play for everybody?
Oh, probably something light, something fun, maybe.
I'd go straight John Denver.
Maybe. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. Maybe something like that.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
I will admit. I would go Country Roads because I just love hearing that song. Can't do the harmonies, but I just love hearing the song. What campfire songs do you love to hear? Do you play an instrument? Have you ever played around a campfire? Are you a guitarist? Let us know. Can you play Wonderwall? Text us 306-783-3699.
Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader.
Who's the grown-up in the room when these two are around?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
City and Colors, Difficult Love, more hits, more favorites on a Camp Day Wednesday morning. Nick and Reader hanging out with you. Hopefully you guys make a stop to Tim Hortons because, of course, 100% of the proceeds of hot and cold coffees going towards the Tim Hortons Camp Foundation to send some kids to camp. Reader, I love Camp Day. You and I normally get to go to Tim Hortons and broadcast from Camp Day, and I get to make you eat Timbits while reading the news and all that kind of fun stuff. A little bit different this year, though. Yeah. Unfortunately, we can't go down to Tim Hortons. We want to make sure everybody's safe, so we have a little bit of a different show this morning, but still camp-themed. And Reader, one thing I love about camp is scary stories.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know, we're radio DJs. we have the power of voice. Why not try to spook some people this morning with some 15-second scary stories? What do you think?
Okay.
Okay, so you got 15 seconds, and you'll hear the music. When the music stops, that's when the story should be done. Okay, ready?
Okay.
You bake cookies. Everything looks perfect. Then you take a bite. Ugh. You grab the salt instead of the sugar.
Oh, no!
Scary, isn't it?
That's really scary. Okay, I'm going to see if I can... this one is a little scary to me, I think. You're at the cash register and you pay with cash. While you're putting coins away in your wallet, the cashier starts ringing through the person behind you, and now you're holding up the line!
Oh, no! Oh, my.
You got any more?
I got another one here.
You think, oh, my car's dirty. You go to get it washed. You finish up, it looks shiny and clean. Then you go to do a little shopping. You park in the parking lot, and you see seagulls circling overhead.
No!
You know what's gonna happen.
I got one more, and this one may be a little bit personal, but here goes. It's 4 a.m., the middle of winter. You're walking to work, and it hits you. You have to go to the bathroom. Number 2. There's no bathroom open on your route, and it takes at least a half an hour to get to work.
No!
That may or may not have happened to me, actually. You got one more?
I got one more. Right. Okay.
You've been waiting all day to watch the big game. You turn on the TV, and it's midway through the second period. That's right. You forgot how time zones work.
That is one of the scariest
things.
Isn't
that the worst?
Especially if you're a sports fan, too.
Yeah.
Those are some pretty scary stories. Tell us what you guys think. Facebook.com/morefoxfm or share some scary stories on our text line, 783-3699.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Black Keys, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, Reader and I may sound a little out of breath, because you and I just went for a little drive.
We made a quick rip over to Tim Hortons.
And we are encouraging everybody to make a quick rip over to Tim Hortons as well. It's Camp Day, and they're raising money for the Tim Hortons Camp Foundation.
Yes, indeed. We want to send kids to camp.
Yeah, we were just at the West Broadway location of Tim Hortons here in Yorkton. The line is moving super fast. They got a bunch of people behind the counter taking orders, making sure everybody's getting through, getting your morning coffee. So don't worry about that. You can go stop at the drive-thru or you can go inside. That's what we did. You bought some donuts.
Yes, I figured since we're there, I'd get some donuts for the crew here. So
yes, 2 dozen donuts. So a dozen for each of us?
Well, the crew is more than you and I.
Wow. We don't have to share, do we? Well, if you go to Tim's right now and get yourself a regular or iced coffee, you can feel good knowing that 100% of those proceeds going towards the Tim Hortons Camp Foundation.
That's right.
To help send some kids to camp.
Exactly. You know, give these kids a chance to have a really fun experience. They'll make friends that'll last for life. They'll develop skills that maybe they didn't even know they had, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the cool things is you get to do all these new things, try new experiences, whether it's sports or music or, you know, getting creative, you know, doing arts and different kind of things. And maybe you'll find something that's just becomes a lifelong passion.
Exactly. We want to send kids to camp and we need your help. So go get your Tim Hortons coffee, iced or regular coffee today. 100% of the proceeds going towards the Tim Hortons Camp Foundation.
Who has two thumbs and sucks at gardening?
Nick. It's Nick.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Shawn Mendes on More Hits, More Favorites. Fox FM. It's after 8 o'clock or 9 in Manitoba on this Camp Day Wednesday. Reader, you and I just put our friendship to the test.
Yes.
We decided to put up a tent here at Fox FM because in the past at Tim Hortons Camp Day, you and I would be broadcasting from Tim Hortons and they would have a tent set up and decorations and all that. But,
yes.
You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic right now, yes. So they're still open half capacity.
We made a quick trip down there just to say hi and pick up some goodies and stuff and see how everything was going. But we're not broadcasting there as we normally would.
Yeah, so we decided let's try to put together a tent ourselves here at Fox FM to keep the mood going, you know?
And it went relatively painless.
Actually, you know, it was. That is a testament to your tent, though, because you've got a really easy to set up tent.
It is very simple.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever set up a tent before.
No.
And if I have, it was one of those old timey kind of like ice fishing tents from like the 70s.
Well, until I bought my own tent, it was always, you know, we'd go on family camping trips and Dad would set up the tent.
Oh, okay.
So I never had to really worry about it too much.
I just have never camped. I went to summer camp. I'm just not really a camper kind of guy. So yeah, we successfully got to name the tent now.
I don't know what we'd call it.
I want to call it Fort Butt Kick.
Fort Butt Kick. Sounds suitably tough.
Well, Reader's going to be broadcasting the news this hour from Fort Butt Kick, so stay tuned for that. And if you want to help support sending kids to camp, go to Tim Hortons, get yourself a regular or iced coffee, or you can buy a bracelet. All of the proceeds for those three items going towards the Tim Hortons Camp Foundation.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.